Yo, yo, what is going on, you guys? It is your girl here, Simply T, Doubly Poetry, daughter of the late, great Jane Zane of the living and giving Lisa L, and welcome to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, a show created to spark interest and conversation on societal norms, and in most cases, challenges relevance and agenda. The idea of shifting the paradigm is considered rebellious or brash, but in the spoken word open mic communities in which I dwell, this disruption is not only common, but required. Hi, I'm Simply T Poetry, a combat veteran stumbling back into civilian life with a probationary opinion and a handcuffed tongue, excited to freely speak about whatever the hell I want. This is a Paradigm Shift Combo. Yo, yo, you guys, what is going on? It is your girl here, Simply T Doubly Poetry, and we are back on this amazing day for the Paradigm Shift Convo. And today, I am super elated to have with me an amazing artist, musician, composition artist, just absolutely everything that music involves around to talk to today. You guys, I just want to take a moment because, first of all, the bio is extensive, and there's not enough time in the day to go into it, but some things that I want to highlight is, one, this amazing artist is near and dear to my heart because it is around the DC area, which y'all know your girl is a VA, two up, two down from. So everybody who is an artist from VA and the DMV area, I'm always excited to talk to because it's just something special about what they are able to produce. Secondly, something that's amazing to me is that he has been in the game for years. His discography goes back to like 1988 and is still relevant in 2020. So y'all know when I talk about amazing artists, they are able to be sustainable. And this gentleman here has proved that he is a sustainable artist to move throughout the industry and continue to stay relevant. So I'm super excited about that and just to have that personality into the building. Also, he has worked with an amazing A-list celebrities. I know how y'all appreciate name dropping, so I'm going to drop them. Some people like Patti LaBelle, James Egram, Jeff Mayers, Abraham Lincoln, Angie Stone, Isaac Hayes. He has worked with and worked under some amazing jazz artists as well. My favorite was Betty Carter. So you guys, please help me in introducing this amazing man to the show, Mr. Michael Bowie. Thank you so much for joining me. We are so glad to have you. Thank you. How you doing today?
I am blessed. And listening to you, I would just drop the mic and walk away right now. You are amazing.
Beautiful. Oh, no. Thank you so much. I promise I get it from all the talent that you all possess when I talk to you. And you are so amazing. You've just been in the game for so long. And I just want to be able to talk to you and get the listeners a real good understanding. Because from Grammy Awards to all the festivals that you've done to just being put on the pedestals that you've been put on as a bassist, as a jazz musician, with the fusing of all the different music you've done, like I can go on for hours to talk about you, but I just want to be able to give you the opportunity to just give a little bio to the listeners to explain a little bit about your move into the music industry. Like, what's that look like for you in the past 30 years or so?
Wow. Okay, yeah, well, first thing, I do have to realize it's been that long. All right, now I'm with you. All right, so it's been a beautiful, beautiful journey. I mean, you know, the Creator just kind of gives you a mission, and if you got your ears and your heart open, then you follow, you know, and that's what I've always been. I've been a follower, and as I look back, you know, you know, following has kind of led me to, you know, traveling the world many, many times over and being blessed to be around spirits that that move the entire world. You know, I mean, I've you know, on the road and on record, I've seen the power, you know, that this music brings. You know, how trap and hip hop and jazz and, you know, all these kind of things, spoken word, you know, just moves people and inspires and invokes thought, you know, and for me, that's the essence of my life. You know, I like to be inspired. I like to be around people who inspire and, you know, and make me think and make me examine and go back and rethink, you know, and so this, you know, that's what this music is brought to my life, you know, because it's not about the notes, It's about, you know, the blood and the sweat and the tears and, you know, all the inspiration that comes from all, you know, giving everything you got, you know.
Do you feel like that the people that you've been able to surround yourself around has made you accomplish as you are?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I'm sure you can name some mentors that have come across your life. People that don't even know you, you know?
Right.
You know, that you've been inspired by. And they live through you. And that's really what it is. I mean, everybody that's come across my life in a positive way, and even some negative, you know, it lives in us. You know, it becomes a part of who we are and how we see the world moving forward.
Right.
You know, so, yes, you know, I mean, I'm going to be inspired just, you know, from all the beauty that you bring into the game. And, you know, I'm going to take this and it's going to affect me in a positive way. So, you know, that's the beauty of it all, really.
Absolutely. So because you've been in the game so long, let's talk about some of the people that you've ran across that have made, like, amazing strides for you. And, like, because for me, I know, like, it's not always so big. You know what I mean? It's like when this person said something to me, it touched me in such an amazing way that it changed my life. You know what I mean? Like, it made me make a decision that I decided to make. Like, me personally, it's really weird. But, like, for example, and it has nothing to do with my career, but it has everything to do with my life. When my favorite cousin got pregnant, like, him and his wife got pregnant, and he had a conversation with me about how he couldn't drink Gatorade anymore. It was the weirdest thing. I was like, you had a baby. What do you mean you can't drink Gatorade anymore? I was like, are you broke? Because they're both in D.C. They made like six figures. They just had amazing jobs. They were like, you know, like they were my inspiration. And he was like, no. He was like, he was getting gas one day and the baby was in the car. It was an infant. And he literally could not go into the store because he had to get the baby out the car. You know, it was just like this entire situation that changed his life forever because he had this child. And it resonated with me, like, yep, I'm not having kids. Because I like Gatorade. It's so simple. But, you know, like just something like that, just you have to really understand how much it impacts your life to the point where you're like deciding if you're going to be getting Gatorade at the gas station. So I'm curious to know, like, what things or what people have said or what words or even actions have gotten you to the point where you have made it thus far, like you just kept going, because it's difficult to be relevant for that amount of years, and you've made it your business to be. So I want to know, and I want my listeners to know, like, what was said to you personally?
You know, and that was a beautiful reflection of yours, because it really made me think back. And there was one word that was said to me when I first went to New York. I was told about an audition that was happening in New York, and I got my old Ford, and on three wheels, I made it through 95.
Right.
And I got to Buddy Carter's audition, and the entire time, what I learned was one word, and this is something that you see in all great people. You know, regardless of what they do, is consistency. Consistency.
Nice.
And she drilled that every single day. We used to practice every day when I first got in the van, and on stage, backstage, in the plane, bus, train, wherever we were, in the car, in the van, wherever we were, that word stood out to me. And really what it is consistency of process. You know, it's like when you come on air, you got a thing that you go for, and you're aiming for that one thing every single time. And, you know, all the greats in our lives have been consistent. And so when you're talking about spanning, you know, generations and kind of, you know, kind of trying to maintain excellence, you know, and the only way you can do that is to be consistent. You know, you got to be consistent in your study.
Right.
You got to be consistent in your process. whatever that is for you in the morning, or you know, on in a studio, on stage, whatever it is. You know, in studios you talk about workflow,
right?
You know, and what is that all about? It's about being able to be consistent, about, you know, reaching a very high, your highest level that you possibly can, and even surpassing that, because you develop a very consistent workflow. You're consistent in terms of your approach, and refining that. You know, going back, you know, studying, seeing what else is there that you can create a better workflow. You know, better understanding of what it is that you're doing to reach higher heights. Staying in the game and going for more, you know, and trying to progress. The only way you can do that, like right now, you know, my thing, I'm, you know, we can get into who helped me and all that stuff coming up, but I'm down here studying studio production,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just like I did when I first learned how to play my first instrument, I have that same sort of fervor.
Mm.
It's that yearning, that following your passion and being consistent about it. You know, because life will throw you all kinds of stuff. You know, you got to be here when you don't want to.
Right.
You got to go do this for money when you don't want to. And it takes you away. But finding enough time, you know, all those moments that you can, you try to make yourself better. And that's what Betty told me. And that one word, consistency, and really consistency of process, I say that at least once every day to somebody.
Okay.
You know, to try to inspire them, you know.
I agree. You know, I grew up in a military family. Like my dad was in the Army, and then I went in the military for 15 years. And it's definitely, and then I was a drill sergeant. And the thing that sticks out is just that discipline, right? And so, like, listening to all the people that try to, like, self-start and motivate, one of the things that I learned was don't fall in love with the result. Fall in love with progression, right? Like, fall in love with the discipline. So I'm not excited that I lost 5 pounds. I'm excited that I woke up and went to the gym today. And if you fall in love with the fact that you wake up and do the process, then the result is bound to happen. So when you talk about consistency, like, that's how I feel. I feel like all you're saying, like, the same things that I've, like, grew up listening to, is basically like, don't fall in love with the result, fall in love with the discipline. Because if you just discipline yourself, then the results are bound to happen. If you keep going to the gym and running a mile every day, you're bound to lose weight. But if you just looking to lose weight, you'll never lose weight.
Yeah, I mean, and check this out. You don't get result with, you know, by dumb luck.
Come through, right? Sir.
You don't get result just by, you know, happenstance.
Right.
I mean, you know, in order for you to do what you do, you got to put time and effort and reflection, study, asking questions, going back to the drawing board and making this better and changing that up.
Right.
So all of that stuff is there's one word, it's called process.
Process.
You know, there's a process of losing weight.
Right.
Like you said, don't fall in love with the result, because, you know, you've seen those disclaimers. Results may vary, right?
Right.
You know? I mean, I may have a bum track, and I try to send it out to a top artist, and, you know, they may not dig it, you
mm-hmm.
know? It may not be the headspace that they're in. But it's your process. Fall in love with the process, and your results will come, because you're making it happen.
Right.
You know, it can't happen on its own. You have to make it happen. And so it's, you know, we're speaking the same language, you know, it's
right.
Process and consistency.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like you have like just mastered that situation, because again, being in the game so long and just continuing to remain relevant, like, it's so difficult to do in 2020 to be super relevant from, because so much has changed, right? Especially in music. But despite that, you have continued to remain relevant. And I'm going to be very honest. I grew up listening to jazz music, but my peers didn't, and definitely the generations behind me did not. But despite that, you still have fused the ability with different genres and music. So I want to be able to like hone in on that, because you have a new album coming out that is super exciting. And I feel like the music on this album does just that. And one track in particular I want to focus on is, of course, the one that you did. You did a collab with Mr. Jolly, Nature Boy. And it was a kind of like a reminiscent track for Somebody Fallen. So I want you to kind of like tell us more about that track and how that came about.
Well, you know what? You set this up, and then you started talking about the track. And because, you know, I'm going to give you kudos, I'm going to let your listeners know, your preparation got you to be able to get the answer that you're going to get right now, right? Because you talked about, you talked about the record, and you asked about, you know, staying relevant and how, right? I mean, that's kind of like, you know, that's what we're rapping about. So this young man that I made, we did it on Nature, and few months before, rest in peace, Roy Hargrove, the, you know, one of the baddest young trumpeter of his generation, and many generations to come, told a friend of mine some things about me. And it was very, very complimentary, and it's a great down here. Dana Hawkins, and Dana came and said, "Man, Roy said this and that about you," and it was right. Like he told me, he remembered that Roy had said something, you know, and he wanted to pass that on to me. And it was a week later, Roy had died, and it kind of really turned the hip hop and jazz world on his ear, because Roy was near and dear to everybody from The Roots and Erykah Badu to Herbie Hancock, you know, and many other people, D'Angelo, and, you know. So he touched many, many lives. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about staying relevant, and we're going to get to the track on Nature Boy, and Roy was that bridge, well before Robert Glasper. You know, I give Robert Glasper all kinds of, you know, accolades, because, you know, like, jazz is only a mindset. It's not how to do something. Jazz is a mindset. So music jazz was as most popular because the brothers and sisters at that time took a beat that was relevant to the streets. And then they took melodies that people knew from shows, right? And they took those and they twisted it, right? They twisted it and put that beat on it. And, you know, at that time it was called swing and bebop. And that pack out, people were dancing and people were grooving because it was the beat of the street, right? So Roy knew this, you know. Roy grew up like that. You know, that was a generation, that age. And the reason why jazz, you know, as we somewhat know it today, isn't popular, it's the musician's fault, right? They haven't switched to keep relevant on the street. The streets are where everything is happening. You know, the streets are, you know, it informs people of, you know, it's a daily, you know, newspaper. You know, we don't need no newspaper. Just go out into the streets. The streets will tell you. And as musicians, jazz musicians, very oftentimes we want to, you know, kind of do jazz. But what is jazz? Jazz is only a mindset. Right, and Roy knew this, so Roy would put, you know, his grooves, the RH Factor, he had a whole thing he was doing for years, and he always appealed to people.
Absolutely. And that,
so not to get too deep into that, I mean, he's the inspiration for this tune. It's Nature Boy. It features great producer the pianist extraordinaire, Noble Jolly, right here from the DMV.
Awesome.
And the vocalist is Akuya Orridge. Beautiful voice. She's a spirit child. She's something else. Dre King is on trumpet.
Dre King's on trumpet. We got it. All right. So we're going to listen to Nature Boy. Y'all stay tuned. Listen in. Presented to you by Mr. Michael Bowie. That was absolutely amazing, from the vocals, the trumpet, just every instrument involved had my whole body infused into the situation. I am such a fan of jazz, you guys. And when it comes to this particular man, he has mastered it all. Super, super exciting. That track was absolutely dope. Mr. Michael, thank you so much for sharing that. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you, sister. I do want to shout out my partner, my son, Nicholas Bowie, who's 50% of Fan Forte, and he brings that spirit.
Right. So the album is called Progeny. So that is like offspring, right? That word means offspring. In my very small academic mindset.
No, I ain't buying that.
I think that's what it means. So I definitely think it's super dope that you are collaborating with you know, your offspring and being able to move that forward, because I definitely feel like, although entrepreneurship isn't always necessarily everybody's move, I do feel like music is one of those things that is definitely hereditary. So being able to give that is dope to me. I'm super grateful for you to even, you know, bring your offspring into that process.
Oh Oh, yeah. I mean, because, you know, family gets you there. And, you know, Nate, Impact, Jolly, and Noble are family to me. And they're the ones that's bringing me, you know, making me aware of what this production, the whole production game is. And without their, you know, without my blood brothers, I call them my blood brothers, without them, I mean, you can't get nowhere. You know, you need somebody in your life that really brings you, and that you know what's happening, you know, like how to do this thing. And Impact has been out there for so long and doing great things. So I'm blessed to be, you know, I call myself a part of their family. So I'm blessed, you know, blessed for them in my life.
Absolutely. I definitely understand that. I've definitely had some personal experience with the Jolly family, and they definitely are a force to be reckoned with from the DMV all the way to the West Coast.
Yes.
Right, exactly. So I can definitely appreciate just your feelings about that. So let's talk about another single that you have on the album. Because one of my personal, I'm going to give a little anecdote. I fell in love with NDRE, right? I was deployed in the Army, and I started playing the acoustic guitar. So I, like, sent in all of NDRE's, like, music books, right? So I could learn how to read music. Never did. But the point is, one of the songs that she had was a song called Wonderful, and it was a tribute to Stevie Wonder. And one of the lines, you know, they have the measure of the song or the music, and then underneath, you know, they have the words to the song. And one of the lines underneath the measure was, I'm a poet's endless rhyme. And me being a spoken word artist, I just took the measure and wrapped it around my ankle. And I was like, yeah, because, and then everybody was saying I look like NDRE. So I just felt like it was relevant for me to be her in the situation. So
somebody to emulate, that's for sure.
Right. So and it was actually the beat of the song. One of my friends, she plays the piano, and she saw the measure, and she was like, oh, I know what it says. And I was like, what does it say? Because she doesn't know the words, right? And she's like, it says dun, 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 dun. I was like, yeah, that's the song. And it's a Stevie Wonder song, you know? So it was just super dope. And I was like, when you find a artist who loves an artist that you grew up listening to, it's just confirmation that it's a great artist, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So in the same regard, you in turn also remade a Stevie Wonder song. So how did that come about?
Well, you know, first thing, Stevie Wonder, pound for pound, greatest musician to ever walk the planet. He composes like Bach. He sings like, you know, a god. And he plays the piano and everything else, you know, like Herbie Hancock, you know, and harmonica. You know, I mean, there's nobody, and his compositions, I mean, you know, so to me, he's the baddest cat to ever walk the planet.
Nice.
I, you know, this was a collaborative effort, and I asked Shakira Rogers, who sings vocal on a Stevie Wonder tune called As, which one does she like? And she, you know, get out of the, you know, thousands of Stevie Wonder songs.
Right.
Yeah. And I said, well, let's do something on it. And I called Greg Warmeray, who is, like, really the world's preeminent harmonicist. And he said, man, he'd love to do it. And he sent me 10 different takes on this tune. And each take blew my mind even more than the last. And I'm like, man, it took me a couple of hours just to figure out which one. I mean, he is an amazing musician. So he blessed us with this one. And so Shakira Rogers and Greg Warmeray and Stevie Wonder's Ass.
Awesome. Well, you guys stay tuned, because we're about to play it, because y'all know I got to hear it, and I need y'all to hear it. So y'all listen in as we listen to Ass.
Around the sun, the earth, no she's was now to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind sure that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, passing will grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow Volunteering to help people in need is a noble gesture. Volunteering to lay down your life for your country is a sacrifice that can never be repaid. In an effort to keep my fellow veterans connected to society and each other, this is VetNet.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and the Veteran Affairs Supportive Housing, VASH, is a collaborative program that combines housing vouchers with VA supportive services to help homeless veterans and their families find and sustain permanent housing. Through the Public Housing Authority, HUD provides rental assistance vouchers for privately owned housing to veterans who are eligible for VA health benefits. The VA then provides case managers to connect these veterans with the support services that they need to be successful, to include health care, mental health treatment, substance abuse counseling, and an effort to get them to a recovery process and the ability to maintain housing inside of a community. Among the VA Homeless Continuum of Care programs, which there are so many care programs for homeless when it comes to the VA, understand that the HUD-VASH enrolls the largest number and percentages of veterans that have experienced long-term homelessness and or repeated homelessness. So in the fiscal year 2018, there were over 85,000 veterans with an active HUD-VASH voucher, and over 78,000 veterans living in HUD-VASH housing, which is a super big deal. Not to mention that same year, the Congress awarded HUD-VASH program over $40 million, where in 2018, they helped over 10,000 families find housing, find and sustain housing, which is super big. There is a HUD-VASH facility, housing facility, in each of the 50 states. There is also one in the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and Guam. So that is a super, super big deal. I'm super excited about this program. Super grateful. If you want to know more about the HUD-VASH program, all you have to do is go to HUD.gov. That is HUD, like the first three letters in the Hudson River, and gov, as in govern yourself accordingly. So that's HUD.gov. Thank you so much, HUD-VASH program, for putting veterans and their families first. Veterans, let's stay connected.
So you guys, that was another track from the album Progeny, and it featured this amazing vocalist, Shakira Rogers. She was killing it. I was like vibing in the studio. I'm so glad that we're not on video, you guys, because I probably would embarrass myself personally. But it was a whole vibe in here. Super, super dope. The Az track, remake of the Stevie Wonder original. I'm scary to be a fan of remakes, but I am very impressed. And I don't know why, because I know your discography, and I mean, it's super impressive. Like, why would I be impressed?
Listen, you know, every time somebody tells you that they appreciate what you do, you should be humble. And I'm very humbled that you really, you like it as much, because
I do.
You know, ain't no guarantee. It's just because you did something yesterday, you know, today's a new day. So I'm humbled that you even that you like it.
I love that, and it is that humbleness that has mapped you into the relevancy that you remain to be. So, like, let's move into like your kind of like your teaching and mentoring skill, because I know how you love to teach. You have such a history with the children and being able to teach and move and mentor. So I'm super fan of that, because I just feel like, you know, the future's important. So you have to be able to affect change for the future.
Yes.
And you have done that well. And you're making a platform available for artists who are like non-producing, particularly in your area. So I want you to talk about that a little bit. I want you to talk about what that platform looks like for artists who are non-producing artists, but are still trying to move into the industry, how you're affecting that.
Yeah, well, you know, this is, we're in in the development stages. So we don't want to go too deep into what it is, but I could definitely give you an overview.
Absolutely.
So this is really for artists worldwide. Because, you know, so many people have figured out that you have to be a producer in order to get your music out the way you want to and at a cost that you can afford.
Right.
And so basically what this is offering, what we're going to offer is for non-producers or songwriters and or people who are producing, but they're not obtaining the level of production that they would like, because you know the money's tight, and not every city is in LA. You know, not every city is in Atlanta or Houston or New York. So where do you go? You know, where do you go for producers that can kind of give you what you need,
right?
At an affordable cost. So we're developing a platform in which it kind of puts it gives artists a way to kind of choose how their music is going to sound, so they basically get to be an associate producer every step of the way.
Nice.
We're going to set it up to where the costs are going to be very minimal, as opposed to, you know, most artists have to go to YouTube to buy a track.
Nice.
You know, and it's really cheap to do so, but that track is already made, you know, so you have to write something to it. So basically, we're going to create a platform in which, you know, whatever you have written, you can choose the elements that you want to put, you know, to support your song. So it's really going to give, you know, put the artist in control of their music at a very affordable cost.
Oh, that's dope. Like, that is super dope. I'm all about the artist, right? Because I am one, and I'm trying to do it for cheap.
Yes.
So people like you, like, make it worth it, because obviously, like, you've been in the industry for a long time, and you've seen the way that you were kind of, like, pressured to do it, or the way that you thought you could do it, because there was no other way. But it is 2020 now, and there are a bunch of ways, and social media has made it possible for the least amount of money to be spent to get the amazing results. So being able to kind of hone that in on a professional level, to have that backing and still be able to follow your dream from somebody who has been established in the industry is life changing and important and relevant and necessary. But so many people are just so selfish. So I'm grateful for somebody like you with your spirit and just wanting to bring that type of life into the industry and your community. I'm grateful.
Yeah, I mean, we got to think out of the box in an entrepreneurial sort of way, because, you know, living here in D.C., there's no music industry. There's zero music industry. So I don't have the access as many of the great producers do in the big cities, you know, where there is a music industry. So, you know, instead of, you know, kind of waiting for that, you know, magical track to make its way, you know, to the proper ears, I'm like, well, you know what? Who needs services? You know, this is something that we do. So, you know, just kind of thinking more entrepreneurial and really trying to be of help to millions of artists who are not great producers. You know, everybody can't be a Quincy Jones, you know, and be a great singer at the
Absolutely
same time.
Absolutely not. So. Right. So I definitely understand that. Super grateful. And just, again, for everything you've done for the industry. Before we get out of here, I want you to do two things. I want you to give us, like, anywhere that my listeners can find you before we go into your last track. I want you to kind of just give us, like, again, the name of your album, when it'll be dropping, where we can find it. And how we can just get in touch with you as an artist, as just a mentor, whatever people are needing from Mr. Bowie. Like, I want to be able to get that information out. So if you would, like, really give us that information, I would be super grateful.
Yes. Okay. Well, first, the Progeny record is out. It's on all streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. You can, you know, you can see it on the videos that we have up on YouTube under Femme Forte Productions. And you can reach us directly at FemmeForteProductions1@gmail.com. That's a direct email. And you can get us at Femme Forte Productions on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you guys heard it here. Y'all can get the album. Y'all can contact this man directly. The album is Progeny. That is P-R-O-G-N-E-Y, Progeny. And Femme Forte Productions. Y'all definitely check it out for Gmail, Facebook, all that jazz to get in touch with this amazing, amazing artist, entrepreneur.
Let me spell that for you.
Go ahead, spell it for
Let me
us,
spell
please.
It for you. I didn't mean to cut you, but it's because it's a different kind of word. FAMFORTE Productions.
Oh yeah, perfect. Fam, as in like family. FAM Forte, as in like something I'm really good at. That is my FORTE Productions. If y'all need me to spell that, stop following me. Femme Forte Productions. Y'all heard it here. So now that we got all of that out of the way, all the administration stuff out the way, let's talk about this last track. And I do not want it to be the last track, but of course it is just in perfect timing. It is called Thank You All for Listening. And I'm actually going to make it a part of the 90 Second Soapbox. This is going to be our 90 Second Soapbox tonight. Thank you all for listening. So you tell us about the Thank You All for Listening track. Tell us about how that came about.
Well, I had, we were at a place at a club in D.C. called Soto, and I was playing, and a brother named DJ Flex Matthews, who's an institution around this part, and, you know, worldwide, he's traveled.
I know him.
He came in, sat in, and he tore this thing up we were doing. And I said, okay, I'm going to take these chords back to the studio. I'm going to bring Flex in to rap. And my man Brian Settles on saxophone. And they just came in there and just mixed it up. And it was crazy. So this is Thank Y'all for Listening.
So Thank Y'all for Listening was basically, it was just a jam session.
Yeah, I mean, you know
a DC jam session gone viral. So I am super excited to introduce this track because I know how things happen in DC and I can just see it in my mind and it just warms my heart when musicians, amazing artists, they all come together and they're like, hey, let's just rap and like just let's do what we love to do. And in the process, they create amazing, amazing products. And this one is no different. So you guys, please listen, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Thank You All for Listening on the Paradigm Shift Convo. This has been Mr. Michael Bowie and your girl Simply T Poetry. Lego.
Back in the day, wooden soapboxes were used as platforms for orators to speak to the masses. And now, these speakers are known as slammers, spoken word artists, poets, exposing divisive culture and their souls 3 minutes at a time. And this segment is my modern day wooden platform. So listen carefully as a new artist takes the stage and I bring you today's 90 Second Soapbox.
Sounds like Brian, man. Nah, man. That sounds like Brian Settles. I think it is Brian Settles, is it? I think it might be so.
Mystical vibes are flow, proving y'all that I'm the goat. Never bought for that, but never fed the boy a Zelito. This is what you came for. I'm breaking bread with angels. Chocolate City riding, wearing Kangos on the X2. Special. My mother said I grow to be good close to me. Her lovers all over me. Maybe he can bless you. My black skin glisten, rap Pharaoh, I'm Egyptian. The coolest of the coolest. If you cooler, then you tripping. Or maybe I be bugging. I be chilling with my cousin. Slap boxing all day, and we joke about nothing. To y'all, it might be nothing, but I love it like muffin. Chasing with some whole milk. Nah, that's what I call thugging. Never rushing like
improving, I be moving to percussions. You probably got some gray hairs if you own the Teddy Ruxpin. It's all good. Today, there's a lot of 80s loving. And sometimes I'm stuck between celibate and lady loving.
Mm-hmm. You can make sense of everything I just said, man. I do believe you are a dude.
These are some thoughts that they had swimming all up in my head. So I passed them on the paper just to see how they read. I wanna thank y'all for listening. Yeah, I wanna thank y'all for listening. Yeah, I be a victim of the scatterbrain. Thoughts move like hurricanes. Still, I wrote this down on the K-Line train. I wanna thank y'all for listening. I wanna thank y'all for listening. Yeah. So many walking, never talking out. If you ain't walking it, then tell me what the talk's about. The nonfiction is the only thing my art's about. Never pumping Kool-Aid through my veins, what my heart's about. Some of y'all are only seen when the stars are out. Count it rare if you see me getting off the couch. A lot of y'all getting thirsty when the bars are out. We said do your thing and we found you in a haunted house. Do what you gotta, I'ma judge you like nada. While I do the thing proper, I refuse to be the father of these overrated lanes getting paid for doing nada. They faking and chupacabras, always running from the coppers. That took a lot of breath, you know. I feel like a professional. Big Daddy Kane, never half stepping though. And I'd rather show you love, bro, than grab a weapon, yo.
A hug is much better than a punch. But some days, I just really like to drink punch. No.
These are some thoughts that I had swimming all up in my head. So I passed them on the paper just to see how they read. I wanna thank y'all for listening. Yeah, I wanna thank y'all for listening. Yeah, I be a victim of the scatterbrain. Thoughts move like hurricanes. Still, I wrote this down on the K-Line train. I wanna thank y'all for listening. I wanna thank y'all for listening.
And this is Flex Matthews with the Fan Forte. Shout out to Brian Settles, and I had a great day. And I think it's time to go, you know. I think it's time to go, you know. You know. Peace. Peace. Say, Brian. Cool, let's listen to that.
I was talking when I hear that.
So this concludes another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo. We are here every single Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For everything Simply Tea and to get previews to upcoming shows, visit simplyteepoetry.com. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. This is your girl, Simply T, Double E Poetry. Y'all know what to do. Get at me. Let go.